So let's talk about the Wanderer's notes, okay? So I believe that last time we went through the first three pages and talked about the general understanding of Wanderers, historical dynamics, our contract, and the forgetting. In fact, Renee, if you look at that Wanderer's notes, number 6 in the first section, A, shows the cause and nature of forgetting. And we talked about Wanderer's problems and Wanderer's and intimacy. And so the next section is B, Wanderer's and human evolution. So where we are now is on page 4, Wanderer notes, section B, Wanderer's and human evolution, subsection 1, human soul origins. And I think this is very, you know, the ramifications of this is quite... are quite dramatic, and think, you know, ponder as you like. The first section, this human soul origins, gives us a good sense of why humanity is so stuck, you can say, in materialism, which means not necessarily even greed, you know, but a focus on material world, rather than opening of heart, right, above third chakra, opening of heart and intuition to multidimensional reality, soul, greater life, invisibility. The soul transfer has been gradual. This is talking about the soul transfer of 3D souls to Earth. 2 billion are of Maldek. They successfully made the transition. This means the transition from the destroyed planet, and if you remember the ET Earth contact timeline, this happened about 750,000 years, about 500,000 years ago they were transferred to Earth, and for over 100,000 years before that, the planet Maldek was in warfare. So that's the first planetary route of 3D humanity. Secondly, is 1.9 billion souls from many portions of the creation entered into this experience at various times. These are 3D repeaters who missed harvest into 4D on other 3D planets. And then finally, approximately 2 billion are those who've experienced the first two cycles upon Earth. First two cycles means from Lemuria, 75,000 years ago, through Atlantis, right? The last 50,000, those first two cycles, which are mainly those from Mars, or who've come in at some point as wanderers, meaning 1 or 2% of the people here, right? 1 or 2%, about 100 million, let's say. Some wanderers having been here for many thousands of years, and others having come far more recently. And so, we can work back in this paragraph and unpack it. If you feel you're a wanderer, you could consider, have I been here for thousands of years? Have I been here for just a few centuries? Or have I come far more recently? There are wanderers I've met and friends of mine for whom this is the first incarnation. There are wanderers I know, and I think some of the people, some of us in this group, who are long contract folks who've been here a long time and are really, really happy to get out of here. And that may have been we may have been here for thousands of years. Personally, I feel that I came in Egyptian times. Right. Billy is one person that I feel has been here for thousands of years. And I was thinking of you, Billy, when I said that. So I've been here since Egyptian times, and perhaps Billy too. And, you know, we understand Earth life very well. We got mixed up in negativity. We have more distortions. So we can't say we're great. We can say we're veterans. And we got a lot of bruises, and we got scars, and we got, you know, we got bumps and bruises and scars. And our body, or our physical, not physical body, but our 3D historical body, you know, shows the signs of wear and tear. Meanwhile, other wanderers have been here not that long. And there are some in the group also haven't been here very long. So, that's the first thing you can consider. The second thing is, most of the souls on Earth are from planets that have experienced heavy warfare. Mars and Maldek, this is 4 billion, right? Let's just say two-thirds of humanity experienced severe warfare. Mars and Maldek. Not even including the warfare of Atlantis that sunk the continent. So, you know, war is in the history of this world. So, yes, Derek, I do think that this is your first life or you haven't been here long. In fact, you're one of the people I was, or maybe the only person I was thinking of. I don't know Renee F., and I don't know Vandy so well. And I don't know Anne and Vandy, who are not here. But, Derek, I also felt that this was your first life or you haven't been here so often. Renee, Martine, I don't know. I don't know your history, but I can imagine you've been here a long time. And Renee F., I don't know you so well. But, yeah, you know, you can tell. You use your intuition, and we can tell. You know, I've been here a long time. Or, you know, I really don't quite know what's going on here, and it's kind of new to me. That's all. And then you could sit in meditation, and you would know more. Earhart, I also feel you've been here a while. So, whether you... I hope that was an unsolicited comment, but probably you feel that also. So anyway, this is interesting. So the human soul origins being Maldek, Mars, and 3D recyclers, 3D repeaters, goes very far in understanding why we have manipulative human religion, continual warfare, a great willingness to confuse, or a great willingness to confuse love and control, or a great confusion between love and control, meaning I'm only doing this for your own good, or holy war. Holy war means my killing of them is holy and God wants it, right? And it's you know, I'm only doing this for your own good. Missionaryism. Right here in Taiwan, we have Mormons on bicycles, fishing for converts at bicycle and motorbike stops on the streets, waiting for the light to turn green. They come up and say, "Hey, how are you? Hi, how are you?" And they are trying to fish for our own good, because they feel they have the way. So these are, you know, this is the confusion between love and control. And, you know, humanity is really ignorant. You know, this is a very ignorant group of peoples when we talk about spirituality, when we talk about multidimensional reality, principles of evolution. They just don't know. And you know, they don't want to know. They don't know because they don't want to know. If you want it, you'll get it. Seek and you will find. You know, energy follows thought. You create your own reality. All these principles are true. So that they don't know is because they don't want to know, meaning they don't seek to know. Why? Well, that's, you know, the historical psychological analysis of collective humanity is an amazing, wonderful study done in higher dimensions and in the Akashic records, meaning the study of the cultural anthropology, psychoanalysis of collective humanity based on its history, Mars Maldek, 3D repeating, is a profound study. We know a bit of it by being here, down here on the ground, but, you know, it explains very well the patterns of blockage and materialism and internal conflictedness, internal conflictual life of most people on Earth. So anyway, it's the negative forces understand it too. And they play upon the weaknesses of human mind and belief, or distorted beliefs of humanity. They play upon them to control, dominate, weaken, neutralize, and gain the elite. That's another long study. All right. So hold your questions to the end, if you can or if you have them. So let's go to section 2, Earth 4D Harvest, an introduction. So I'll read it. The fourth density is as regularized in its approach as the striking of a clock upon the hour. The space-time of your solar system has enabled this planetary sphere to spiral into space-time of a different vibrational configuration. This causes the planetary sphere to be able to be molded by these new distortions. However, the thought forms of your people during this transition period are such that the mind-body-spirit complexes of both individual and societies are scattered throughout the spectrum, instead of becoming able to grasp the needle, shall we say, and point the compass in one direction. Thus, entry into the vibration of love, the vibration of understanding, is not effective with your present societal complex. Thus, harvest shall be such that many will repeat third density cycle. Energies of your wanderers, teachers, and adepts are all bent upon increasing the harvest. However, there are few to harvest. So this is actually a very heavy combination of paragraphs, and I will unpack it for you. Human consciousness is this or that, more awakened, more oriented, positive and negative, or not, more confused or not, but the planet has its own timetable, or the planet has its own schedule. That's associated with the movement of the solar system. So, yes, you know, Ra was asked about harvest, and they gave a range of dates, about 2010, 2011, and originally I saw a reference to 2013. I can't find it in the books now, but it's around now, 2010, 2011, 12, 13. That's my take of what they've said. The variation, or the reason they couldn't give an exact date, is partly because it does relate to the development of human consciousness. But it's not, it's a cosmically driven event, harvest or fourth density development, fourth density dimensional shift, right? It's not driven by humanity primarily. It's driven by the needs of the planet as an aspect of the sun, which is a logos, or a creator in its own right, which is the movement, which physically is seen as the movement of the solar system around galactic center, which exposes the solar system to different fields of energy. Ra used the term clock face in another response that I didn't write down here, that the galactic, the galaxy seen two-dimensionally as a flat image could be seen as a clock or a clock face, and the movement of the spiral arms carrying solar systems around the center is the movement of, you know, points around the clock face. And so Ra uses the same image of a striking of a clock upon the hour. So this is the first point that, you know, the planet, the solar system, the logos, has their own timing. The space-time of the solar system, meaning the physical space of the solar system, the movement of our space through space, enables the planetary sphere or Earth to spiral into a new space, meaning a new portion of the solar system, that has a different vibrational configuration, meaning a different set of energies in this portion of the galaxy. The planet then is being molded by these new energies, and the molding of the planet is both physical and energetic. The physical portion shows up in volcanoes and earthquakes and weather. That represents an energy change. And that's the primary molding. The molding is a shift of grid, right? Shifting the grid, meaning the electromagnetic body or fields of planet Earth. And that is occurring now. To prepare for the fourth density cycle, the nature of the need to reconfigure or mold the energy fields of the Earth is...